Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, certified lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. Whispers, I am so grateful to be in this room with you all this week. Woo! Has it been hectic for you guys? I know it has been so crazy here. But you know what? This is our safe zone. This is where we come and get comfortable and have these fabulous discussions. You know I want you to get in on the conversation. So I'm going to welcome you in, of course, and tell you, please feel free to call in at 516-595-8091. And you know how I love to monitor a good chat box. So our chat box is live thanks to Blog Talk Radio. If you have a question or you have a comment, drop it in there. I'll be looking for it. And hey, did you get your cocktail or your mocktail of this episode? Oh my goodness, yes. It was like we were in Texas or somewhere down south. You know what? If I was down south, I would be like, oh, bless your heart, bless your heart. This peach vodka and sweet tea, oh my goodness, people. If you're not on our VIP listing to get our cocktail or our mocktail of the episode, you are definitely missing it. So, hey, if you want to join our VIP listing, make sure you go to the live link in the description for our link tree and click on it and join our VIP list. And don't forget, call in at 516-595-8091. Hey, let the other whisperers hear your voice. They want to hear you as well. So look, this discussion today is so dynamic and big that I have to get right into it. I don't want to take up any of our time because I want all of the tips shared. And you know, I love to start our discussion off with a clear definition. And so this is no different. And we're going to get the understanding and the definition of self-doubt. Self-doubt means lack of confidence in oneself and one's ability or actions. Hold on a second. Let me read that again. Self-doubt means lack of confidence in oneself and one's abilities or actions. You know, if you looked at our intro into this discussion, you know that self-doubt can be crippling to so many people. Because it's an interesting fact that I came across some statistics that were done by a well-known clinical psychologist from Harvard. He performed on men and women between the ages of 25 and 40 years of age, about 4,000 men and about 4,000 women. Now listen to this. This is the statistic that you got to hear. 30% of the women felt confident and didn't have self-doubt, but compared to the 5% of men who felt confident and didn't have self-doubt. Whispers, with this being stated, how do you overcome self-doubt? To tell you, Whispers, I don't really care about the numbers. I just know no matter if you're male or female, many people are struggling with this and they have this insufficient feeling of self-worth. And people put too much value on what others say about them. Did you hear what I just said to you? People put too much value on what others say about them. So doubting yourself from time to time, definitely, this is something that is normal. Because we can have some self-doubt at times. And But it's the extreme self-doubt that we're speaking about. We're not talking about on those occasions that we have self-doubt. So look, I want you to grab a notebook and some paper right now, because you're going to take a couple of notes along the way. And this can actually help someone else that you may know. And so some tips that you may find helpful for them. And anything that you missed, don't worry, bookmark this episode, come back and listen to it, hear what you need to take away from it. It doesn't matter, because it's going to be here for you all. So with that being said, now tip number one may sound odd, but before you judge what I'm going to tell you or what you're about to hear, first hear me out. Number one is this: accept the self-doubt. Oh, wait a minute. I just heard a pin drop. Yes, accept the self-doubt. See, without accepting self-doubt and all the negative emotions you feel, you cannot overcome it. And see, acceptance is the first yet most important step when it comes to getting rid of a bad habit or a bad practice or the thought pattern to something. So, acceptance is the first step to get rid of this habit. And when people suppress their emotions, they allow them to become bigger and take control of their lives. Once you accept them, you can now make the needed necessary changes that you need to make along the way. Because when we accept certain things, we know how to change. We know how to move with it. So it leads us to step number two. Do you really doubt yourself? Meaning, is there genuine self-doubt, or are you believing what others are saying? Remember how I opened and told you this? I found sometimes self-doubt doesn't really belong to oneself, meaning many times others place their limiting ideas, limiting thoughts, limiting views, limiting feelings upon other people, which in turn cause the person to believe they can't. Look, I'm going to share something with you that's a little funny, but it's going to drive home this kind of point for you. Okay, so this story is actually about me, Sonia Lorray. So literally, anyone who really knows me, they know that I just don't like avocados. I mean, I don't care if you mash them up, if you slice them up or whatever, I just don't like avocados. And so in turn, I have a little person, my daughter, who is kind of fab, and she's an awesome little person. In turn, she did not like avocados either. So we're going to fast forward this story to about 2.5 months ago. And I was sitting and I was watching this vegan chef. Her name is Tabitha Brown. If you guys don't know her, you got to check her out. She's hilarious, but she makes some great recipes. And so she had this avocado and she was eating this avocado like it was just giving her life. It was so delicious. And so she said, "Well, I'm going to tell you how to do this, babe." And she started talking about it, and she took the avocado, she cut it in half. Now, she said, "Now, look, I don't like my avocado to be too ripe because it's kind of soft and mushy. I like it a little more firm." I was like, that might be something. And so she's doing all this, and then she put a little salt and pepper on it. She said, because that's her business. And it was just, it looked so good. So I decided, let me go to the store and pick up a avocado. Notice the word, one. I picked this avocado up, I cut it in half. I know how to do it. I'm pretty good in the kitchen. And so I take this avocado out, and it's kind of firm. It's not mushy. I cut it up. I put the salt and pepper on it. And I'm like, okay, I get me a little piece of toast, and I put it on there. And oh, my goodness, this thing was, like, delicious. It was so good that I was, like, sitting there, like, even humming. Like, oh, my word, this is so good. Just as I was doing that, my little person walks in the kitchen and says, "Mom, what are you doing?" I said, "Oh, I'm eating avocado." She says, "You are?" And I said, "I am." And she's like, "Well, I want some too." So I give her some. And in turn, she enjoys it. Oh, she thinks it's so good. Matter of fact, she eats more avocados than I do even to this day right now. And matter of fact, if I'm fixing myself one, I better fix her one as well. But see, the principle to this story is this. I gave her that self-doubt, that impression that we did not like this. We don't like this. But I never said it to her, but it was the way that I said things, the way that I carried it, the way that when people would offer it to me, how I'll be, oh, no, thank you, but no. In turn, it made her think she didn't like it. So you see the power that people can have on kind of planting those seeds of self-doubt. So you got to be careful with that. And especially as parents, we have to definitely be careful with that. So that leads us into step number three. Change the narrative in your mind. What? Yes, change it. Change the narrative in your mind. Once you have accepted the self-doubt, you can change it. You can rewrite it. You can make it move and ebb and flow in the way that you want it to. You now have to learn the effective ways in which to deal with those thoughts. Every time you sense a negative thought, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath and let the tension go as you exhale through that. And that's the power of breathing. Don't try to avoid the doubt. Instead, ask the key questions of why, what for. How can I make this into a positive? When you do this, you may see and realize that the insecurities or self-doubt that you had or have isn't valid, nor should you validate it. Remember we were speaking about that in the episode about validating? There's some things that we should not validate, should not give credit to, should not give power to. And listen, for those who suffer from self-doubt, you need to remember point number four. Admit your flaws. Oh, wow. You know, now let's say that even the most put together person, and I mean, there's so many that are put together. You see them on television, they're motivational speakers. They just seem to have everything just put together. But the one thing they do, they acknowledge and realize their flaws. And needless to say, you need to know that you have flaws, meaning you can be genuinely confident and strong that you are perfectly imperfect and you still can accomplish what you set forth. Because, see, there's no such thing as perfect. There's nothing that's perfect. And people who strive on that perfect are constantly striving and having self-doubt because there's no perfect. There's flaws. Even the best cut diamond has a flaw. It may have minimal flaws, but they have a flaw. And, see, this requires the practice of self-reflection. You got to look inward on situations. You got to be present to the thoughts that arise. You have to be present to the feelings that come in. So you have to self-reflect, which takes a moment to sit quietly and ponder over things. And step number five is appreciate your success. When you doubt yourself, you don't see nor appreciate your positive successes. And most of our lives are filled and full of beautiful moments and beautiful times and passages that we can be so proud of. And this is when you need and should be saying what I tell you all constantly. And it should be actually kind of ringing in your ears right now. Celebrate yourself. I've encouraged you all from the first time that we ever got together, from the first time that I did a live or any time that we worked together as client and therapist, I always encourage you all to celebrate yourselves. Celebrate your small, your large ones. Celebrate your accomplishments, even if it's as something as simple as you cleaned out the junk drawer. Celebrate it. You accomplished it. You did something on your to-do list and checked it off. But why do I tell you all this? Why do I keep saying to you all to celebrate yourselves? Well, I'm going to tell you clearly why I tell you this. And this is something that you need to write down, put it up, that you see it with your eye even. See, when you celebrate yourself, it reminds you to be grateful for the things in your life. Did you hear me? It reminds you to be grateful for the things in your life. It reminds you to celebrate the things that you've achieved, accomplished, and desired to do, which in turn opens up a new door, a new window for you to achieve something else. That's how important self-celebration really is. Imagine if you was a child and your parents didn't celebrate the accomplishments or the awards or certain things that you did, you would be a closed off person. You would have such different woes inside of you. And many people who did not have that, they struggle with that. But if they learn to celebrate themselves, they give themselves that opportunity to have the gratefulness that they have for their life. So with that being said, how do you celebrate yourself? What should you do? What's some things that you can do? You can look at what you accomplish daily. And it could be something minute, but you accomplished it. Focus on your achievements. Be thankful for the special people in your life. There are people that touch our lives that it's incredible, and they're so special, and we value them because of what they add to our life. Do something just for you, and enjoy it. Oh, wow. Did I just say that? Yes. Do something just for you and enjoy it. Whisperers, this is a lot of information to process. It's a lot of information to digest and place into action plans. But guess what? It's definitely doable, definitely achievable in each and every one of our lives. We just have to do the things. We have to put into practice what we're hearing, what we're learning, what we're putting into place, the five steps. You know what? I want you to do something for yourselves, and it's going to be for 30 days. And I want you to take the 30-day challenge with me, okay? For 30 days, I want you to write down five things that you are thankful for. And they can't be the same thing every single day. Okay, just let me tell you that. That's cheating. So you're not going to cheat. You're going to write down the five things that you are grateful for. And as you write those down, reflect on them. Remember, we're practicing self-reflection. It's a look inward on situations and being present to the thoughts that arise. What did it make you think of? How did it make you feel? Those are the questions that are going to go underneath those things. How did I feel when I accomplished this? How did I feel when I said I was so grateful for X, Y, or Z? These are pertinent things that we have to do to be able to move forward and have success, to be able to remove self-doubt. What did I tell you self-doubt meant? What did I say it was? I said that self-doubt was the lack of confidence in oneself and one's abilities or actions. So now we're going to take accountability. We're going to give our actions credit. We're going to celebrate them. And you're going to celebrate them by doing what? Writing five things that you are grateful for 30 days. And if you miss a day, that's okay. Go back and do it again. Start it from where you missed. So that means that you may have to go 31. But as long as you do it for your 30 days. You know what? It seems like our time together comes to an end so quickly. But I don't want to leave off anything from this discussion, because I also want to tell you five things that are unexpected dangers of self-doubt. because what people don't realize that self-doubt also leads to dangers in our lives. So one thing with self-doubt, it weakens your self-will. Isn't that incredible? Self-will is still one of the strongest gifts we inherited from God, believe it or not. And being able to determine that we want or do not want something and being able to go ahead with our decision is not an ability all people enjoy. Isn't that something? The second thing is self-doubt breeds procrastination. Ever meet someone who's always just procrastinating? They put off everything to the last minute, and then when they got to do it, it's just all jumbled and everything else. This is what we want to avoid because that's what procrastination breeds in us. It breeds procrastination. And the next thing that it does is opens you up to regrets and self-pity. That's something that we don't want to carry around. That's something that we don't want to lug around on our backs. Self-doubt kills our personal growth, our ability to even think past things and to grow and to enjoy the menial things of life, just the smallest things of life. And it hinders our creativity. It stifles the creativity that we have. And if you're a creative person and you suffer with self-doubt, you may notice that maybe your projects are not coming out or not being able to be finished because of procrastination. It's the self-doubt that is planting the seeds and destroying and sabotaging your projects. So these are things that we have to be careful of. We have to be conscious of, and we have to be better at celebrating ourselves. So, like I said, we're going to put the five steps into practice. We're going to do the things that we need to do to move ourselves forward. And we're going to realize, do we really have self-doubt or has someone placed this on us? We're going to change the narrative in our minds, because don't forget, 2021 is our growth mindset. We're moving forward in it. Number four, we're going to admit our flaws because we're not perfect and we don't have to be perfect. We're going to practice self-reflection. And number five is appreciate your successes. Celebrate YOU. So I hope that you take away the points and the key elements and help to start building your bridges and to really kind of bridge the gap to this problem and these things that cause us to fall short. And you know, I also have a great topic set up for you all next week, and I hope you all will come back into the room. And don't forget that you got to join us for our cocktail mocktail hour. It's a lot of fun in here. And the topic that we're going to discuss is how to recapture your happiness. So bring your butterfly nets, people. We're going to capture some happiness next week. We're going to be celebrating that too. And don't forget to visit our Linktree link live in the description, or go to www.linktree, that's linktr.ee/ Lapaz Imaging, LAPAZIMAGEING, and review the podcast. What do you think? Tell us what you would like us to improve on or how we can make the show even better. And thank you for joining me for another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray, certified lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. And I hope you all have a fabulous weekend. And don't forget to celebrate yourselves. And I look forward to us being back in this room next week. All right, guys. Have a great weekend.